Southern Indiana basketball is reloading for 2024-2025, and they're getting some size down low to help them do it. Jaden Scheider, out of the JUCO ranks from Northwest Florida State, is with us on WREF, and I'm Brad Klein. 6'7", 240 pounds. Stan Gerard is buying in bulk. Jaden, congratulations on the commitment. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All good. Really appreciate your time. And again, congratulations. It is such an accomplishment to make it to the Division I level. It's something that pretty much everyone your age and everyone that was young playing basketball, like I was when I started, I always wanted to go D1, but not all of us can do it. You have. How does it feel?
It feels great. You know, ever since I was growing up, that has been like a dream of mine, just to be a Division I player, no matter the level, and to see myself, working on the cover day feels good.
So why USI? Why is Southern Indiana your landing spot to realize your D1 dream?
When I came on the visit, first of all, they had a great coaching staff. It seemed like a great community, great environment. It's great things going on around the school. They got great students, great facilities. My mom was down there with me. She loved it. I loved it. I even had a couple of friends on the phone showing them the campus as well. They even loved it over the phone, and they weren't even there. I just felt like it was perfect for me. Just even after basketball, I feel like Southern Indiana would be great for me and great for my family.
So you're giving them the old FaceTime tour when you're on campus then, right?
Yes, sir.
I like it. All right, so trust the opinions of those close to you. That makes sense. And Mom green-lighted the commitment, so that's fine. What did Mom say when she was on the tour with you?
My mom, she was smiling probably more than I was on the tour. The coaches were talking to her, keeping her involved. And even during the tour and after the tour, she was like, Southern Indiana was where her heart was as far as me going to school. And so I'm glad that me and her just saw eye to eye on that, and I'm glad that she was happy when I made my decision.
Jaden Scheider here on WREF. Again, 6'7", 240 pounds out of Northwest Florida State, one of the best JUCOs in the nation. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Jaden, I'm kind of curious about the process for you. You know, transfer portal, recruiting, it's always a crazy time. And for you, the USI offer came in around March 24th. About a month later, that's when you committed. So what was that month like with the offer on the table and you still shopping, still trying to figure out where you're going to go? What was that about 30-day period like for you and the Scheider family as a whole?
During that 30-day period, my recruitment, it was kind of up and down. Some days were slow, some days was up. I just let me talk to God, talk to my family. My mom, she just told me, she was talking to the coach. We were talking to the Southern Indiana coaches over time. They just always text me. They just stayed in the loop with me and told me they was always here for me. During the whole little 30 days, I just tried to make sure that I made sure the decision was best for me, could help me in the future. And I'm glad. I think I made the right decision by choosing Southern Indiana.
I think the USI fans would agree. I think that you did make the right decision. I think it's the type of thing that USI fans get excited about from an on- and off-court perspective, because what you offer on the floor, the tape speaks for itself, and then off the floor, we're learning about you right now, and that's all very exciting. Albany, Georgia native, home of Ray Charles, for whatever that's worth, but you go JUCO, you go Northwest Florida State, and what's interesting is, out of high school, I'm sure you had more than one option. Northwest Florida State is one of the best junior colleges in the nation, and it seemed like you found out pretty quickly, because freshman year, you didn't get to play, I'd assume, as much as you hoped for or even expected, about 3 points per game. What was that challenge like that first year of junior college at a premier JUCO like Northwest Florida State that you had to try to figure out who you are in the college game with a decreased role?
Coming in my first year at Northwest Florida State, we had a lot of great guys. And those guys, they did great when they left JUCO and went to the Division I level too. So coming in over to Florida State, knowing that it was a great school with a great coaching staff and everything and great players, I just had to learn how to be a great teammate and come in and do my job every day, because I never knew my opportunity to come. It was guys ahead of me, and I learned from them, and I took what I could get from them and used it myself, because I knew either it was that year or the year after my time was going to come. So I just had to stay patient and continue to work no matter what. And like I said, just be a great teammate, because at the end of the day, you can't teach a great teammate. You just have to be there as a person.
You know, that's an extremely mature perspective, an extremely mature approach, especially in today's game where it's always now, right now of the transfer portal and everyone's trying to find that opportunity. But you had a front row seat for a really successful junior college program that first year, a team that made it all the way to the JUCO National Championship. You said it. Learn and figure out who I am as a college player and try to support the guys. What was your biggest single takeaway, the difference between Jaden Chider before the first season and Jaden Chider after that first season of junior college?
I just think the biggest takeaway was, like, my first year, I had confidence that, you know, even as a basketball player, you have your days, ups and downs, as far as mental goals. And so I just think my second year, I just think I had better days mentally, and I was just more confident as far as, like, in myself and, like, how I would go about my days. My first day, like I said, my freshman year, like, it was days I didn't get as much time as I wanted to, so my confidence would get down. But like I said, I was always a great teammate. And so I stayed a great teammate my second year, but just finding that confidence and just finding it consistently, that really helped me a lot my second year.
So that second year, let's talk about it. This past season, you explode. Per 40 minutes, 15 points, more than 13 rebounds. So let's talk about that. What made you successful on the floor in the increased role, a staple starter for the ninth best junior college team in the nation?
I really think just, like, the way I play, I just play hard. Like, I feel like I don't take no possessions off. And I feel like if I can get a fingertip on the rebound, I feel I can get it, whether it's defensively or offensively. And like I said, I'm a great teammate. I feel like I'm unselfish. And so I think I helped bring the team together, and just with me playing hard, I just made the other guys' jobs easier so they won't have to work as hard, and they can just do what they do best.
Again, we're talking with Jaden Chider here on WREF, and I'm Brad Klein, introducing USI basketball fans to their newest big, and that's what he is. Big, 6'7", 6'8", depending on where you're going to see his height listed, 240 pounds. I want to talk about that in a moment with you, but, you know, rated 79th in the nation, JUCORecruiting.com's player rankings. And, you know, last year we were talking about your first season in college basketball, first year at Northwest Florida State. And even though you didn't play all that much, you had some interest after that first year. It looked like Alabama State was on the horizon. Why did you decide to go back for JUCO season number two?
After my first year, you know, I always feel like I was good at basketball just to even make it to the college level. But after the first year, I kind of felt like I was ready, like, not mentally all the way or physically. I felt like I still had ways to go as far as being ready for the Division I level. And I felt like returning back to junior college for another year could help me with that. And it could even the coaches, like, I just told them, like, excuse me, like, even if I don't come now, I can become better as a player and, like, as a person over this year. And if I do come to y'all, I could be a better player too.
All right, Jaden, so the USI fans, when they saw you commit, they got excited because they saw your frame, and the possibilities are endless. They start racking their brain of what that could look like in Stan Gerard's system at Screaming Eagles Arena with a full crowd. Describe game for those who have never seen you play. What's your style?
Personally, I think I can do a little bit of everything. I can handle the ball a little bit. I can pass. I play hard. I can shoot the 15-footer. I finish around the rim well. I can defend. I need to work on my defense on the defensive end a little bit, but I feel like I can defend pretty well. I feel like I'm a great teammate, and I'm just a person who can make people's jobs easier. I set ball screens if you need me to. I roll hard. I feel like I'm really unselfish. And I'll play hard. If you need to play hard 40 minutes, I can play the whole 40 minutes hard and just do what you need me to do.
Now, it's an era of positionless basketball, but for all intents and purposes, are you more of a power forward or a center?
Whatever the coach needs me to play.
Okay, look, that's the correct answer, but naturally, where does your game usually fit?
I know at Northwest Florida, I play a lot of the power forward. I mean, I play a lot of the center spot.
Okay.
But I feel like Division I basketball, I feel like I fit more like the forward spot.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. Again, Jaden Schotter is here on WREF trying to figure out where he fits for USI basketball. We know he does. Question is, how will Stan Gerard decide to use him? And I guess with summer workouts and the preseason, all that good stuff, USI is going to have plenty of time to figure it out. Regardless of how they use him, they're probably going to be successful with him because, again, 6'7", 6'8", 240 pounds, only 13 other OVC players from last year's league would have more weight on Jaden. That being said, none of them at 6'7", 6'8". This guy is a matchup nightmare. That being said, hey, I'm going to throw out a comp here, and you tell me if I'm off base. Please feel free to tell me if what I'm saying is wrong. You have to be honest with me, okay?
Yes, sir.
I look at your game, I see a little bit of DJ Burns in there from NC State. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I said that a lot around my friends, and they said a lot when they put on the games, when we watch the games, they said a lot. Like his little drop step is just like his touch around the rim. I watched his game like during the whole NCAA tournament. I had NC State winning it all just because of DJ Burns. Like, I like his style, his play style, his personality, his energy on and off the court. So I think that resembles me.
Hold on now. Jaden Schotter had NC State in his bracket winning it all. Now, I know they didn't, but that must mean that you scored pretty well in your group of friends bracket league, right? Come on now.
Yes, sir.
So this guy has all the answers because no one listening to this interview had a quality scored bracket except for Jaden Schotter himself. So congratulations on that. Kudos. I'm going to have to get some tips from you going forward because it seems like you have all the answers. Again, Jaden Schotter, the newest Screaming Eagle for USI basketball, is here on WREF. And again, kind of a DJ Burns-esque player. He doesn't disagree. I certainly see it, and only time will tell for the USI basketball fans to form their opinion. Now, that being said, DJ Burns has a couple of more inches on you, has some more weight on you, but just your style. Go back to the weight for a second. I heard a rumor that back in 2021, as recent as 2021, your frame was about 300 pounds, so you dropped some weight, some significant weight. What made you decide to do that?
I was 320 pounds, and I just know I had to play high level basketball on any level. I couldn't be 320 pounds. Like I had to be more mobile, so I can be able to defend and just play offensive basketball. And so I just kept working, running every day, made sure I eating right, and just stayed focused mentally, and just made sure I can get the weight down so I could be successful. Because I knew me being successful was going to depend on my conditioning and my body.
240, is that your optimal weight?
No, sir, I'm down to 230 now.
Okay, so you're going, are you happy with 230, or are you going to try and get down even more?
No, sir, I'm happy at 230. I just have to, tone it up.
I'd imagine, 230 is 90 pounds down from what you just said. So, hey, congratulations. And if you can replace that all with muscle, you're talking about a really strong kid here. So congratulations on that. That is not easy to do. But again, Jaden Schotter, regardless of 230, 240, he is going to be one of the strongest players in the Ohio Valley Conference and a matchup problem at that. So let's talk a little bit about the important stuff here, Jaden. Okay, the nitty-gritty. Okay, I'm being serious. I know that it's part of your brand, number 10. Okay, on Twitter, you even go by just the number 10 rather than Jaden Schotter. Problem is, the captain, Jack Milkey, for USI wears 10. Are we going to be bargaining at all for the number? What's going on here?
No, sir. I have no problem with the number. I was kind of looking forward to wearing a different number this year. Different school, different look.
Okay. All right. I like it. So, do we get the number? Do you know what it's going to be? Can we spoil that surprise?
I have to see what all numbers are available.
Okay.
But I was probably going to try to wear a single digit number this year.
All right. So Jack Milkey gets to keep 10. That is safe for him. That's good. I'll pass that information along. That being said, Jaden, it's interesting because everyone right now listening to this interview, they're listening to it to meet you, which is a very similar thing to what we did last week when we spoke with Damani Harrison, but you have a very interesting perspective. You played against Damani in junior college in the Panhandle Conference, with you being at Northwest Florida State, him being at Tallahassee Community College. Tell us a little bit about Damani, one of the other new Screaming Eagles.
If you just want to get into his play style, Damani, he's a great person. I mean, he's a great player, I'm sorry. He can score off the ball, on the ball. He moves without the ball well. He has a good handle, can finish around the rim well. He has a great first step. And he has his step back. Our coaches at State, our coach talked about it a lot. We used to watch film on it. And he'll lull you to sleep, and he'll just hit the step back. He has a great step back. He's athletic. He plays hard, plays great defense, and he's a great teammate. Even though I was on the offensive team, I can tell you he's a great teammate by the way he talks to teammates, help them make their job easier, and he passes the ball well, too.
Now, that's all well and good. I'm not trying to start any friction in the USI basketball locker room here, although maybe I am. I'd imagine you are familiar with what you did against his team, right? I mean, you know what you accomplished against Tallahassee. I'm gonna read the stats, but you know you have those bragging rights on him, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna read these. 13 of 17, 37 points, 31 rebounds in three games against Damani Harrison in Tallahassee. So all I'm saying is, first day of summer workouts, early June, you go up to Damani, you dap him up, and you just remind him of who's who, okay? That's all I'm saying. That's what I would do if I were you. Okay. Again, Jaden Shatter here on WREF, one of the new USI basketball players in a very, very new-look team that Stan Gerard and the rest of his staff is constructing for 2024-2025. So, Jaden, I want to ask you, I know that you were really locked in on the JUCO season at Northwest Florida, and you were trying to do what you could do as a starter for your team. But that being said, at that time, USI in the past season, they were struggling. They finished with 8 wins overall. I know it is going to be a very different team, but by your estimation, how close is Southern Indiana basketball from competing for an OVC title?
I think if the guys we have coming in this year, I think we come in and we work hard every day and give 100% and just listen to Coach Dodd and handle our business on off the court and just act like professionals and carry ourselves like professionals. I feel like we can win it all this year. We can win the whole conference.
Again, Jaden Shatter here on WREF, one of the new USI basketball players, and I'm Brad Klein. Jaden, I know USI has a lot to offer. Believe me, no one knows that better than me, being engrossed in the program for the past season like I was. Stan Gerard, the rest of the staff, they know what they're doing. That being said, it's an unavoidable topic, the NCAA postseason suspension ban in the D2 to D1 transition. So for a lot of different players, they see that and they immediately write off USI. They don't even look at the other benefits and the pros that Southern Indiana Athletics has to offer. For you, why was that not necessarily the number one thing on your list? Where was that in the pecking order when you were making your decision?
I feel like even though that Southern Indiana is not able to go to the tournament, like the coaches told me, they automatically get a bid to the CBI after the season. And, you know, the CBI, it's a great tournament as well because most conferences, they only have a one bid conference. So a lot of teams, even if they're good and they had an opportunity to go to the tournament, they don't go anyways. And they don't even get a bid to the tournament.
Sure.
And I feel like if we come here and we win, regardless, like whether we're able to go to the tournament or not, players will be able to go where they want to go and everybody will be happy.
So, Jaden, you've been a part of this really recent wave. It started with Braxton Jones. It continued with Damani Harrison, Sam Cody, and now you, Jaden Shatter. And who knows, USI coaching staff, they might still have a few more tricks up their sleeve as the transfer portal window closes at May 1st. So, that being said, you've been seeing all these different players roll in. How much communication have you had with your new teammates outside of Damani because you already know him?
The players, they text me when the day I committed or the days after I committed, and they just talked to me about this upcoming season and what we're looking forward to accomplish, and we just told each other we're excited to work with each other and that we're ready to hit. We're ready to hit the road and, you know, just do work and just have a successful season with the coaches and the players.
I like it. Hey, going back to the X's and O's for a second, you mentioned a few minutes ago that you really wanted to hone in, focus on, and improve your defense. I wonder if you can go a little bit more in-depth on that for us and tell us what exactly on the defensive end you can and will improve on before this upcoming season.
I don't feel like I'm a bad defender.
Mm-mm.
But I can't hold my own. I feel like I can hold my own on any player just with my confidence alone. And I came a long way from defense. Like I used to not be able to even guard ball screens. But I want to get better to ball screens because no matter how good you are at anything, it always room to improve. So I want to get better at hedging ball screens and being able to switch on to the defender. I mean, the other team's best player if it ever comes down to it, and protect the rim. You know, a player like me, I don't use the box shots because I'm not 6'10", 6'11". I take charges a lot. So I want to get better at protecting the rim and, you know, just making hustle plays and stuff like that.
How much, I'm curious, because it was 2 years removed at this point, but Southern Indiana, really not long ago, in fact, it was their first year of Division I, with this past season being year two. First year of D1, they sent three different players to the pro ranks, one of them being Jacob Polakovich, who is one of the best centers to ever play for USI basketball. I can't imagine that Polakovich and the success that he had at USI, the success that he's having right now in Italy, was not part of the recruiting pitch. Was that at all mentioned, Jacob Polakovich and the success he had here?
Yes, sir. He was included. And they even showed me some film on him on a visit. And they even he tipped me. He tipped me after I left the visit. And he's a great player. Like he's a great player. They were telling me everything about him and how successful he was here, how he worked hard every day, and they just told me he just outworked everybody every game, and he just did his part every night.
So Stan Gerard and the rest of the staff, they showed you his tape because they see you as a Polakovich type player. Would that be accurate?
Yes, sir. The way both of us play hard.
I like it. And what did, if you don't mind sharing, what did Jacob text you when you were on campus?
I have to go to the messages.
Okay, hey, while you scroll, that's fine. I can kill some time. Reminding everyone that Jaden Scheider is here on WREF, talking USI basketball with one of the newest Screaming Eagles. And, again, a really exciting time for Stan Gerard and the rest of his staff putting together a very, very new-look roster. Jaden Scheider, Damani Harrison, Sam Cody, Braxton Jones, and the like. It's been a huge recruiting wave for the Screaming Eagles. How'd I do? Did I kill some time for you there? I mean, you pull up the text message yet? I'm just asking.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
All right. So what did Jacob tell you?
He texted me. He was like, "What's up, man? It's Jacob. I graduated from USI last year. Hit me up if you got any question about the school or stuff. Sounded like they were really excited about you. So I just wanted to reach out and see if I could help you anyway."
Wow. All right. Hey, I don't know if you know this. I'm just going to fill you in. The USI basketball fans listening to this right now are wiggling because Polakovich was so important to the program and everyone had so much fun watching him and meeting him and interacting with him. If Stan Gerard thinks that you're a Polakovich-type player, then sign me up, sign everyone else up, and that is exciting for them. That's got to be exciting for you, too, for Coach Gerard, the rest of the staff, to know exactly how you ought to be able to fit and to have a player like yourself who just succeeded in this system. That's got to be a weight off your shoulders as well. So, again, Jaden Scheider here on WREF. What's the timeline for you between now and the start of summer workouts? What does the day-to-day look like for Jaden Scheider?
I know, early next month, I have to go on campus for summer classes and summer workouts. But, I mean, at home, I just been, steady working out, steady working on my game, make sure I stay in shape, make sure I eat right, just spending time with him.
I like it. Again, Jaden Scheider here on WREF. Congratulations on the commitment, realizing your Division I dream. And, hey, good luck this upcoming season. Everyone on the west side of Evansville is pulling for you, myself included. Let me know if you need anything. I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot of each other. And, I'll get you out of here on this, okay? I had Damani on a very, very similar interview, okay? And he made a deal with me. He was a nice guy about it. On the coach buses, on long road trips, okay, the players will usually put up their legs and recline because, you guys are tall and you need to stretch out, okay? I don't have that problem. I'm 5'7". I can just scrunch in. Now, when I have to go to the restroom in the back of the bus, I have to, it's like an American Ninja Warrior. I have to go under legs, over, climb over seats. I have to do all that stuff. Damani said he's going to move his legs for me when I have to use the restroom on the bus. Are you going to do that, or do I have to crawl under?
I'm awake, I'll move my legs. But if I'm asleep, you're probably to climb over.
Okay. All right. I respect it. That's fine. Hey, I'm not going to disrupt your REM cycle sleep. You need that. You need that to go compete at the highest level, and that is Division I college basketball. Enjoy it. Congratulations. Talk to you soon. Jaden Shutter.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
You got it. We take a step aside right here on WREF.